Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Gary Ginsling, Executive Director of the National Symphony Orchestra.
And we are talking about the NSO's In Your Neighborhood activities, where, you know, you have different performers with the NSO performing for medical community, first responders, all the essential workers during this crazy time. Explain sort of just in a generic before we get to the actual events, you know, how did this idea come about? I mean, was it because the NSO was sort of, you know, on the sidelines as well during the pandemic and you're just trying to figure out, hey, what can we do?
Sure. Well, the National Symphony's In Your Neighborhood program is an annual project, an annual nationally recognized residency where we each year immerse specific DC neighborhoods in music. It's intended to build connections and use music to enable all residents of our region to participate in the arts. And this year it was clear to us that we needed to use our In Your Neighborhood program in a different way to respond to what was happening in the world. And so we chose to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic by offering a special In Your Neighborhood series this fall and bring live performances to our region's frontline healthcare workers and first responders and heroes as a way of just offering them a little bit of music and a little bit of thanks. So it was really sort of responding to the circumstances and, of course, the fact that, unfortunately, the National Symphony can't be performing as usual at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, it's a great idea then that you're doing this instead of the Kennedy Center and bringing it out to everybody. How many stops, I guess, have you done so far? And, you know, could you list some of the ones you've done so far?
So we are so grateful to partner with many healthcare and community organizations across the DMV over the next several months. We started back in September and we'll be running through November. We have had performances and will continue to have performances at NIH, at Walter Reed, Children's National, Sibley, Howard University, Inova, just examples of some of the organizations we're working with. And I should stress that these are all mostly outdoors, small groups of musicians, physically distanced, taking precautions and working with our healthcare partners to make these opportunities safe as a way of just sharing music with the folks who are working in these various organizations.
Awesome. Could you share any anecdotes of, you know, any feedback you've gotten? You know, maybe you come to perform and, you know, anyone that was listening to you guys to come up to you afterwards, you know.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, Jason, we've gotten some really emotional feedback so far from hospital chaplains, from workers in one hospital where they had just lost one of their colleagues to COVID, and just really powerful emotional responses. Just reacting to having a chance to hear some music and bring some beauty into their lives. It just for us reinforces our view on the power of music even during these difficult times.
Absolutely. Okay. Can you run down some of the other stops that you have on your schedule? I mean, I see you guys have, you know, another half dozen to a dozen on the horizon here. Share a couple that you're planning to do.
We do. So we'll be at the Inova Schar Cancer Institute. Going back to Sibley, we'll be at Inova Loudoun, Howard University Hospital, and in a number of these places, we'll be returning you know, every few weeks or once a month. Later in October, we'll be back at Walter Reed, we'll be at Children's National and Inova Fairfax, and then back to NIH again.
Awesome. It's such a good idea. You know, when you guys played at, you know, you mentioned you have one coming up at Walter Reed, and you said you already previously had stopped by there. I mean, when you were there earlier, you had no idea the president would be going to stay there. It just goes to show, I mean, you're right in the thick of things here during this fight. You know, talk to that about, you know, when you saw the president was going to Walter Reed, did you say, hey, we just played there?
Yeah, well, of course, it was interesting to see that, and so many of our partners have been supportive of the work that we're doing. I don't think any of us thought that the president would be spending time with Walter Reed when we made our arrangements to be there a few weeks ago. But look, people are suffering in all of these in all of these locations, and the workers are just they really are heroes. That's a real definition of the word, and it's just such an honor for us to to just be able to share a little bit of music and remind everyone about some beauty and some positive things during a time when everyone's struggling.
For sure. We've talked a lot about, you know, the healthcare workers and everyone that you're performing for. But tell me a little more about the actual musicians themselves. You know, how many show up to each of one of these events, you know, and what type of instruments are they bringing? You know, tell me about them a little bit.
We have, we've had every combination of musical ensembles from the NSO. We've had string quartets, wind trios. We've had marimba players from our percussion section. So I think we've had now over 45 members of the NSO have participated in activities already. This is something that the members of the orchestra are really passionate about. They come to us with ideas of ensembles and different combinations and different musical selections, and we've got really broad participation, and it's really important to them. And as I said, when we're not able to perform as an orchestra, you know, there are typically about 100 members of the NSO on stage at the Kennedy Center, and while we can't do that, they are more hungry than ever to have chances to just make music and touch people.
Awesome. How do you go about deciding which, you know, music selections you're going to play? Like, what, give me a sample of some of the pieces you've played.
As I said, we actually collaborate with our musicians, and they come forth with different groups that they have and different pieces, different selections. And then we'll work with our partner venues to discuss basically the location and how much space there is and what would work, what would make sense. And we're being a little cautious about winds and brass these days, obviously, because of COVID related issues. It's really sort of, it runs the gamut from standard string quartets, Haydn and Mozart and Beethoven and wind trios and everything you could possibly imagine.
Great. Well, it's thank you so much for doing that and bringing it to all the people that really, really need it. Anything else before we run? You know, what haven't I asked you that we should know about?
Well, I should say that the National Symphony and in fact, the Kennedy Center is slowly resuming live performances. We had our first performance on stage at the Opera House of the Kennedy Center this Friday night for a socially distanced audience of about 40 people. And there'll be a few more activities this month as we try to cautiously and safely resume live activities. We've got a lot of great activity online at the Kennedy Center website of NSO programming, from full orchestra concerts to chamber music to profiles of individual musicians. Our musicians have been incredibly active and creative about finding ways to keep making music and keep in touch with the community while we can't perform. And so we hope that those live performances can continue and things will trend in the right direction.
Awesome. And I assume you'll be getting back to Wolf Trap at some point too?
We hope so. We hope to be back at Wolf Trap very much next summer for sure.
Right. But I keep forgetting that's out in Virginia. They have their own different rules. And DC, this is like part of that. It's like a pilot program, right? There's six venues and Kennedy Center is one of them. So it's nice that you guys are getting back out there. Cool. Well, thanks so much for doing this. This will be a great piece. I appreciate your time.
Great, Jason. I really appreciate your interest, and thanks for talking.